and Chaitanya Bhagavat. We're in Jagannath Puri. That's the venues in Jagannath Puri. And it's right before Chaturmasya, and all the devotees are coming from Navadvip and all over Bengal to meet Lord Chaitanya in Puri. And we've been hearing one by one the mention of those different devotees. And I left off with Murari Gupta. He was Balarog Vaidya Singha Chalila Murari Gupte Anra Dehe Vaise Goranga Shihari. We mentioned that last. The Murari Gupta was Gupta. He was hiding secret love in his heart, Dasyarathi Hanuman. And he was, and externally he was curing people's material diseases, Balarog. But then Balarog means having a flu or a cold, but also means material existence. Bhava Sindhure, that song is there. Ocean material existence. So he cured them because he gave him Nam. He gave him Hari Nam. Nam is a Tarana mantra, Parag mantra, Tarana mantra that takes one out of this world. Chalilena Shri Guruda Pandit Harishe. And Namavale Janre Na Lagila Sarvavise. We talked about Guruda Pandit. He was not affected by the poison of a snake. And now this is, I think we mentioned this too, Akrura. Gopinath Singha was Akrura. Okay, let's get on. Text 36. Prabhura Parama Priya Sri Rama Pandit Chalilena Narayana Pandit Sahita. Sri Ram Pandit was very dear to the Lord. Came with Narayana Pandit. As I mentioned the other day, birds of a feather flock together. Most of Mahaprabhu's associates and close friends were all Brahmins and Pandits. It's natural, because they had a common center. At one time, the common center was Vyakaran, grammar, Sanskrit, etc., in school, Gangadas Pandit. But moreover, ultimately they were all Vaishnavas, and his Nitya Parishad to Lord Garanga. So where he was there in Mayapur, and he manifested his Sankirtan Leela at the age of about 18. Then they all coalesced around Mahaprabhu and formed the members of his Harinam Sankirtan party and his daily Sangha at Shiva Sangam. All these pandits. So this is Sri Ram Pandit. He's very dear to the Lord. Paramapriya. He came with Narayana Pandit. Ai Darashane Sri Pandit Dhamodar Ashichila Ai Deki Chalila Sattvara. After seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mother, Shachi, this word Ai in Marathi language, Ai means mother. And also in Bangala, it means mother. So it just says Ai Darshan, which means, because they're coming from Navadvip, Mayapur, he saw mother. Sri Damodar Pandit also returned to Nilachala, and we discussed how Damodar Pandit, he was a little critical. He was already in Nilachala with Mahaprabhu. He became a little critical of Mahaprabhu because he was, there was one lady had a young boy, and the young boy was attracted to Mahaprabhu, and would sometimes come to Gambira and bring him garland or Sama Prasad from Jagannath. An innocent, offenseless child. But he was, his mother was quite young, and maybe she didn't have a husband, or her husband died or something. She was a widow, and she was young. So Damodar Pandit said, people may talk that if you have connection with the son, you may have connection with the mother. And as a sannyasi, of course, that's not allowed. So then Damodar Pandit, although he's out of line to correct Mahaprabhu, and there wasn't any reason for that, really. And then Lord Chaitanya, to prevent him from making further offense in the matter, and a way of punishing him also, because as I said, the greatest separation, and the acharyas also say that there's no greater pain. I guess it's only painful if you've experienced the happiness. Like, separation is painful if you've experienced the happiness of union. So that they say the greatest pain is separation from the Vaishnavas. But it doesn't mean anything. We read that. Well, there's no greater unhappiness or pain in this world than be separated from Vaishnavas. But the modern-day Kali Yuga people like ourselves, we think, I rather like living by myself. I want to be by myself. When I come with the Vaishnavas, mixed with the Vaishnavas, maybe they talk Vrijalpa or Gramya Katha or just no, not Krishna Katha. And it's not very inspiring. And so I want to stay by myself. So then when we read or sing songs like that, we may not really perceive what's behind it. But Narottam Das Thakur, and he's singing and feeling the pain of separation from Ramchandra Kaviraj. And he says, I'm breaking my head and I'm cracking my head against a stone, feeling such intense pain. My head is throbbing with pain. Sometimes people, they have a headache or some mental problem. They want to just bang their head on a wall to try to get some relief or freedom from that because the pain is so intense. So if you increase the pain by cracking your head, maybe it'll diminish the pain that you're experiencing in your heart. I use this as figurative expression, but he actually genuinely experienced the joy and bliss of sarasanga. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambhito. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambhito. That so much power and strength, purity, happiness, machita matkata pranas. Bodhyantas parasparam, katayantas chamam natyam, chushanti charon ticha. Krishna says in the Chatushloki of Gita, in chapter 10, verse 9, he discusses how the devotees, they feel tushanti and ramanti. They feel very satisfaction and joy. And nourishment, fulfillment, and ecstasy when they come together and perform Harinam Sankirtan. Anytime when they come together and the center is Krishna, everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. Everyone brings, because if I have my circumference in my individual circle of interest, and if I bring my circle of interest and meet with yours, we'll clash. Your circle will clash with mine because we have different interests and different ideas. But if we're all devotees, we have a common center. Everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. So when 100 people come together, there's only one circle. And 500 people come together, there's one circle. It's called Rasmandal. It's called the Rasmandal of Harinam Sankirtan. It's so wonderful when you see devotees in a temple or on the street. Sometimes they dance in a circle. Have you ever been like that? And sometimes all the men will go, ladies on one side somewhere doing what they're doing, I don't know. But men will be dancing in a circle, and sometimes they go opposite circle. There's a circle within a circle, one going clockwise, one going counterclockwise. And they're all experiencing the unity of the holy name. That is the common ground, the common center. That's one circle. There's so many people in the circle. I remember sometimes in Mayapur, you're dancing in a circle, and you look, there's someone from Nigeria, there's someone from China, some from Japan, some from Chile, some from America, Europe, everywhere. You know, different skin complexions and old and young, and everyone happy, the center, Krishna. So this is the happiness that Mahaprabhu has experienced here. So Damodar Pandit, he was sent away as a way of punishment because of his correction of Mahaprabhu. But then Mahaprabhu said, listen, if we've done something wrong as a devotee, the best way to rectify it is to do some service. To serve the one you've offended. So in this case, Damodar Pandit offended Mahaprabhu. And so Mahaprabhu, although Damodar Pandit could have thought of it himself to rectify his own offense out of his natural repentance, if he realized it, he would have dawned on him that I should serve Mahaprabhu, do some humble service. But Mahaprabhu thought, it's time for you, Damodar, to take a small vacation. I think you should go on a Mayapur Yatra. So he dispatched him, Damodar, to Mayapur to see Mother Sachi with some news of her son, which is the best thing that could ever pass through the pathway of a mother's ears is good news of her son, about his health and happiness and his well-being. Because mother's very life is their son's life and a true sense of motherhood. So he was sent there, and then of course he did that service, so his offense was mollified. He had to endure that pain and separation because he was directly speaking with, seeing, eating with, associating directly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we can only imagine what kind of ecstasy and happiness and fulfillment he experienced. So now to lose that, and you're walking for 1 month to Mayapur, by yourself, thinking about, hey, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Just like sometimes we may be with devotees, and then sometimes we find ourselves cast far away by distance or by physical geographic distance or by mental space. Mental space is another space. You may be in the same village, and there's so many devotees all around you within arm's length, but the mental space is such that you can't touch them, although they're within arm's length. Some mental space, the space of the mind, due to a negative vibration or envy, offenses, you can figure it out. What is it that separates us from the mercy, from the flow of kindness and love that swirls in the hearts of the Vaishnavas? Is it them or is it me? Is it their fault or my fault? And generally we say it's your fault. We point the finger outward, like they say, what is that saying they say? When you go like this, you point your finger, there's one going that way and and three going this way. You did it. So there's three going this way. Well, okay, I'm one finger, I did something, but your three fingers did something else. I'm perfect. Didn't you read this Upanishad? That's my biography. You didn't read this Upanishad. Om Purnam Adam Purnamidam Purnamadachite. I am full and perfect. It's not your book, it's Narayan, God's Bhagavan's book. So he returned. Ananta Chaitanya Bhakta Kata Jani Nam Chalilena Sabipuri Anandera Dham. So this is Anandam. There it is. Anandera is right here. Puri is Anandam. And what do they call it? If you go inside the temple and you climb those 22 steps after you enter the Singhadwara, Eastern Gate, the Purvadwara called Singhadwara, there's lions, two lions there, and you climb, go inside and then go by Patita Pavan, Jagannath, then you climb 22 stairs, then where do you go to? Come to Anand Bazaar. You climb 22 steps and you come to a place called Anand Bazaar. You know why it's called the marketplace of bliss? Bazaar means B-A-Z-A-A-R means marketplace of bliss, joy, happiness, and then it's, you know, Anand. Why is it called that? Does anyone know? Because that's where you buy Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Jagannath Mahaprasadam ki jai. It's very much on my mind because I just talked to a friend of mine who's going to Puri tomorrow for 5 days. And I said, and he asked me some advice, and I gave him advice, and I said, now there will be some commission expected for that advice. Some Mahaprasadam. So this is Anandam is described. Ananta Chaitanya Bhakta, there's unlimited, innumerable devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And I can't name them all. I Kata Jani Nam. They're not known to me. But they are all abodes of ecstatic love. They also came. Ananda Dham. Sachit Ananda. This is our nature. And in Mahaprabhu's process, what's that bhajan? Kevala Ananda Kanda. Parama Kuruna Pahundui Jana. Parama Kuruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gora Chandra. And he taught a process is Kevala Ananda Kanda. This process is only, Kanda is a process, so it's only blissful. So all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya, they're Anandam. And that's what people see. People see that those genuine followers of Gauranga, the genuine followers of Lord Nityananda and Gauranga, that embrace deeply to their heart the Sankirtan movement, the Harinam Sankirtan movement, Mahaprabhu, they become individually, each one of them, ladies and gentlemen, they become Anandam. They become an abode of bliss because they're distributing the process of love. The process of love, the way of love, the yoga, the means of connecting to divine ocean of love is through bhakti yoga. And a way to connect to the ocean of divine love is by chanting the holy names of the Lord and dancing. Arms above the head, Hare Krishna. And wherever people go all around the world, they go to Russia, Moscow, or China, or Croatia, or anywhere, New York, Africa, India. They say, oh, you people are so blissful, isn't it? You're from Philadelphia, maybe, I think you said. I said, what, are you taking drugs? Well, in the 70s, when we go on the street in 74, 75, they come, hey, why you, everyone, all these people, you know, are you, who's in charge here? And maybe I was in charge sometime. I said, yeah, I guess I'm in charge. I said, what, is there, you're on drugs or what? You look so weird, you must be doing something. You sound so weird, look so weird. That's, you're weird, but you're very happy, happy and weird. You're weird, strange, bizarre, B-I-Z-A-A-R-R-E. Very unusual, but you seem very joyful, genuinely so. Is someone paying you to smile? Is someone paying you to smile? Each one gets $50 to come out here and smile? No. It's a natural position of an uncovered heart. It's a natural position of an uncovered heart. Anand, to smile. So this is... That's the kind of friends he had. His friends were all pandits, but they're all Anandam. Obviously, they were Vidya Sagars. They were Chaturvedis and pandit. Pandit means that they know. They know that they have knowledge. Pandita. Ai stani bhakti kari virai haiya chalila dvaita singha bhakta goshti laiya. The dvaita singha Bhakta Goshtilaya, the lion-like Advaita Prabhu, had respectfully taken permission from Mother Shachi and come along with the devotees. So he's the leader, the senior-most devotee in Shantipur and Navadvip. He had a small place in Navadvip, Mayapur also. And out of respect for the Jagan Mata, Mother Shachi, Aistani Bhakti Kari, before he joined all the devotees, he took her permission. He said, may I escort and join all these devotees and take them here from here? Because Mother Shachi's only joy was to hear the kirtan party. After the departure of her son, Nimai Pandit took sannyas and went to Puri and didn't come back to his home again in Mayapur. She would hear news occasionally, but what really kept her going was regularly hearing the Sankirtan party pass by her house, and her house was not very far from Shivas Angam, and when the kirtan was going on there regularly, as it continued to go on, she could hear the kirtan from Mahaprabhu Bhavan, and that made her heart satisfied, happy, that there's some hope in the future, that I can see my son again. Maybe he'll come back to Shantipur. A couple of times she saw him in Shantipur. So now all the Sankirtan devotees, they all left, just like in any temple. What's the heartbeat of a temple? It's the Sankirtan devotees. You take Delhi temple as a contemporary example, east of Kailash. They have these Sani Kadasi, they have kirtan all day. All night?
24 hours.
24 hours, one day. Yeah. So in Ekadasi, they instituted, probably inspired by Ainja Prabhu, and they, or whatever, but they, or their Gurudev, either one. So they started every Ekadasi, this Harinam Sankirtan program for 24 hours in the temple, and many Grihasthas come, and they take turns leading. And if you go to the temple, there's several devotees that are very expert and attached to Harinam Sankirtan, and they're like the life of the temple. And sometimes they go somewhere, they go to Mayapur for a week or so, and you go there and it seems very quiet. I mean, Krishna's there, devotees are there, service is going on. But there's certain life heartbeat that life, the temple, life, this Harinam is so much life. So now you can imagine, like that temple seems a little, without the Sankirtan, the powerful representatives of Mahaprabhu engaged in Harinam Sankirtan, or that pure Nam and pure service to Nam that they broadcast through the temple, when they go away for some preaching engagement to Mayapur Yatra, then there's some sadness, little sadness in the temple. I feel so. Sometimes I've gone there, and Gaur Purnim time. And I say, where's so-and-so? And where's so-and-so? Oh, no one's here. They say, no one's here. Everyone's in Mayapur. Only the Pajaris here, one cook. I said, oh, Haribol. Very, it's nice. Krishna's there in Darshan, Mahaprasad, and the classes are going on as usual, temple program. But something missing. That's that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So when these devotees were going to all go to Puri for four months, and they definitely wanted to take the blessings of Mother Shachi. In fact, we see, even in modern times, when devotees want to embark on some auspicious event, they usually take blessings from seniors. And this principle is actually how one it becomes successful in their execution of bhakti on a daily basis, and when there are special times when they perform special brats like Chaturmasya brat or Kartik brat or whatever, that they go to the seniors and they pray their blessings. I remember once I was aware of this principle, so because it's never, we can never really do any devotional activities without the blessings and mercy of our guardians and well-wishers and superiors. It's not an act of bhakti, and the serving Krishna is not a mental movement or a physical movement. It's actually a movement of the soul. It's devotion. It's the soul expressing its desire to realize and connect with the Supreme Soul, God. So that whole journey of bhakti and the whole progress of bhakti depends on mercy and blessings at every step. There's no such thing as a self-made man. In the material world, they have this concept of a self-made man. I picked myself up by my bootstraps. Some phrase from 1900s or something. But the idea is that, you know, I from rags to riches, I did it all myself. I made this factory started from nothing. I made something. It's Smith Brothers, you know, cough drops or whatever. You know, but in bhakti, it's like it's all borrowed plumes. It's all feathers that have been donated to my. All these peacock feathers have been donated to my crow-like body. Because on my own, there's really nothing too sterling or attractive or valuable. So one drop of even a mundane material chemical like strychnine can do so much to annihilate your physical existence. So imagine what one drop, Kripa Bindu, one drop of mercy from the Guru.